Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Praise God, praise Allah, praise Jesus, praise Buddha, praise Krishna, Brahma, Ramadama, Darwin. But we are all children of sex, whoever we praise, until we start cloning ourselves. In the meantime, sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what motivates us to stick around. So, we're going to motivate you tonight, my darling listener, with my exciting, sexy guests. We're still in bondage to the broken door, apparently, as they have been dominating these shows for the past 3 weeks. First, there was the Bondage Gala. You can see amazing pictures, as well as my very poetic wrap-up on the Blogamy. And then last week, Mistress Ice was here with the Professor. And now, welcome back, Mistress Ice.
Thank you.
And Master D.
Thank you.
And Slave Girl Bunny.
Thank you.
Well, everybody's so thankful. Are we going to get spankful soon? Yeah. We were playing some spanking games with the boobies a little earlier. A little bit of foreplay to the show there. Bunny seems much more subservient now than a couple weeks ago.
Yes, Bunny is a sex slave, that's her title.
Right. And I don't know if that was her title before.
Yes.
More of a pet.
No, sex slave.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. She was just a very naughty sex slave back then. But now she's a little bit more tame because she's been punished a lot
right.
since then.
She was a little more naughty.
Yes.
Yes, and now there's a lot of yes, sir.
Yes, now there's a lot of yes, sir.
And showing off of the boobies and clothespins on the nipples. Oh!
Ooh, that must
hurt. Does that hurt, Bunny?
Does it hurt?
Kind of.
Kind
of.
No, really, does that hurt?
When she laughs, it's a little bit of pain, but she brushes it off with a laughter.
Oh, okay. You've got a lot of pain tolerance, boy.
Only at times.
Wow.
I think we'll leave that there for a bit.
Okay, she's got a big red clothespin squeezing her luscious nipple, just in case you're not watching on the webcam.
So hot.
And she's giggling a lot. Oh, and she's already got her fishnets ripped. And she's enjoying this slave treatment, huh, Bunny? I guess.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you know, I know you signed a contract, but now there's licking and sucking. Aw, that's so sweet. And that nipple is very much harder than the other one. Look at that.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Look at that. It really sticks out.
I should do the other one. It feels so neglected.
Well, you know, yeah.
You got to even things out.
You could. Would you like to do that now with blue, since the other one was red? Yeah.
Well, I guess it is my favorite color.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Blue clothespin squeezing the nipple. Bunny is biting her tongue, literally. Very literally. I think you need to get a picture of this from this angle, right here. Right here, my angle here. Right here. Okay, that's quite a big clothespin you got there.
Oh, these are special.
Yeah, they look nasty.
I don't think they're meant for this, but...
But playful. I mean, they're colored, you know.
They do work.
Yeah, yeah. C-47s is what we call them in Hollywood. Yeah, very nice. Okay. All right, so the radio show is off to a painful start. Oh yes, that one's now very hard, too. Now they're twins, and we know that Master D really likes twins a lot. Okay, how did you two meet?
Through a friend.
Yeah.
What kind of friend?
He came over to do a show, a private show at my house. He's actually my apprentice.
Oh, really? Do I know him?
You saw him on
Mom?
Last week. He worked on...
Padawan.
Yes, Padawan, yes.
Padawan, yes. Right, okay. So, how did you meet Padawan?
I met him at Bunker.
What's Bunker?
Bunker is a nightclub.
Oh, okay. It's like just a regular nightclub, or is it a B&D? It's a gothic nightclub.
It's a gothic industrial Das Bunker.
Right, okay.
It's at the Catch One on Fridays.
And you were just kind of hanging out there, or what? Come on,
buddy. I was hanging out with him and stuff, and I got to talking to him, and then he happened to invite me over. So I went down there and was scared. Absolutely terrified.
Make sure you speak right into your microphone.
Sorry.
Like you're giving it head, you know.
Like it's Master D.
Her first experience with me was very bad.
Really?
Yes, I told her I would like to slice her face off with a razor.
Oh, you awful man,
I
you.
Am. She went screaming into the night, but the next day I got her phone number and I started texting her. Mm. She said, oh, he's not that bad over the text.
Oh, okay.
I lulled
her was scary. He told you he wanted to slice your face off with a razor. But did he actually do anything to you?
No, he didn't touch me. It was all just mind fucks.
And you shouldn't worry about it anyway. There's face transplants nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do that.
So,
yeah.
No problem.
I like my face.
Well, you could probably have the same one, just, you know, kind of stitched back on.
Slightly deformed. A few cuts here and there.
That's life.
Bunny Massacre.
.com?
Yes.
So, you realize that you like being scared to death. Is that what it was?
Well, if he's not trying to scare you, he's fairly normal.
Yes.
Mm.
A kind master.
A kind master who wants to slice your face off.
I think going from all the scenes that I do out there and from what everyone knows about me, I'm pretty known as a pain. I give pain instead of pleasure.
Mm.
You know, I can give pleasure also, like with the Violet One, like we did at your speakeasy a few weeks ago.
That was pleasure.
That was pleasure. That's pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Forcing.
Well,
orgasms.
I mean, it was a kind of a combination of pain and pleasure. I think.
A little bit of screaming.
There was quite a bit of screaming,
yes,
actually.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
that was like electric shocks.
Yes.
I mean, mild, but
great,
still.
Great stuff. I love it.
It was pretty electric.
I love it. So that's I'm going more into the sexual aspect.
Sensual.
Sensual.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's all sex.
It's all sex.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything. Oh, and ripping.
Ow.
Well, at least he's not ripping your face off. He's only ripping your stockings, so.
This
do you
is
like
the third
stockings?
Pair.
Oh.
But he gets them for you, right? I mean, you don't have to get them for yourself, so. You can rip
I'd
them
be
up.
I'd be broke if I had to buy them myself.
There you go.
There you go.
So.
And they look really hot now.
Yeah,
with
I mean,
the
ripped stocking is the industrial look.
It is hot.
Yeah. There you go. You're just a ripped up girl.
Yeah,
okay.
Guess.
So, line two, I think we have Bruce from Toronto to say hello.
Bruce from Toronto. Okay. Bruce from
Toronto
on line
two. Happy endings. I think he's talking about getting a massage with, you know, a happy ending.
With a happy ending?
A little blowjob or something.
Hello, Bruce. You're on the air.
Hi. Bruce, you're going to have to speak up, or we're going to have to raise your volume, or...
Hello,
you're
Bruce.
What?
I'm on the phone.
You're on the phone at the massage parlor? Are they massaging you now? Are they about to give you the happy ending, and we're going to have a big climax?
I
can't hear you, darling. I think, can we work with Bruce or not?
I'm trying here.
I think we can't work with you like this, Bruce. You're going to have to get us get us back with a new phone. You're going to have to pick up one of those, what do they have, those Palm Prays now? Alex has a Palm Pray? Oh my goddess. That's all they talk about on Twitter right now. Palm Pray is the leading hashtag. Alex is so ahead of the curve. Okay.
He got up this morning at 7
and
o'clock.
And Bruce is gone.
Okay.
Okay, so I understand, Mistress Ice, that there's an announcement that we want to make. Dun, dun, da, dun, dun.
There is an announcement.
Dun, dun, dun.
Should I make the announcement?
Dun.
Well, just in this past week, Master D and I have decided to get married.
Yay!
Yay!
You happy about that? Is that okay with you, Bunny? I mean, you know, he's like putting nipple clamps on you and ripping up your stockings, but he's marrying another woman.
It's fine.
But it's a whole structure. It's a whole fantasy world that's kind of real. I mean,
she's my sex life.
She's kind of like my little homewrecker.
Oh, there you go. That's one
she's
way to look at it.
Homewrecker.
Well, I have a gift for her. Should I give it to her?
I think you should.
I do have a gift for Bunny.
I thought she was going to make a happy home altogether. Like
I have a gift for you, my dear.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You have to wear this
Action.
Whenever we go out together.
Here, I'll give it to her.
Oh, this is a collar. She's already got a collar, but this is a special collar. Whore. Oh, my God. I'm getting over a cold, so that's why you hear the hacking there. Oh, and my hat just fell off. Mm. Hang on.
Well, that would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
Whore.
Take the other collar off.
Okay, that's a good husband for you. Putting his wife's collar on his slave.
Well, in theory, she is a whore, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, she is a sex slave.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of a whore.
Layman's terms, yeah.
Yeah, because after all, it's of her own free will here in America. We don't have slaves, really, right?
So she will be my husband's whore.
So she's your husband's whore. Well, it's good to get that going right out the gate.
At least we're open about it.
Yes, absolutely. How many wives have husbands with whores?
Exactly.
You know, and they don't know about them.
Exactly.
And they have no control.
Exactly, but
they
do know.
Yeah, you know even before you got married.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's all understood. And do you guys, like, do you work together in some way on him?
Has not happened just yet.
Not yet, but I'm putting ideas in your head.
Look at his smile.
That's why he's sitting in the middle. He wants to make sure that doesn't happen. But it's inevitable.
I'm totally...
When you got a harem going.
Completely open for anything.
Anything. Oh, boy. I think you guys have matching glasses, too. Just like...
Maybe they're missing
not,
with
not
me.
Totally. But there's something twinsy going on here, in sort of an odd way.
I think we're all just blind.
Well, love is blind. And you're getting married. I'm just really amazed at this and impressed, and yet it all makes sense.
It's the ideal completion to a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You get married, you have your sex slave, you have... I'm looking for another three... submissives.
Right.
What submissives am I looking for, Bunny?
You're looking for a domestic sub, a pain slut, and a psychological sub. And also, possibly, another sex slut.
Would you like a male? We've got a guy on the line who's looking for his first homosexual experience.
Well, I know master who likes males, and
I saw you using that wand on
a guy. Oh God, that was so hot!
I love it. It was very sexy with the girls holding him back and the guy.
He was a hot guy.
I am bi.
There you go.
I do love my males
Absolutely.
On occasion.
So let's talk to Eric. On line two. Hi, Eric.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, Eric.
Good.
Very well.
So
I called a couple of weeks ago, and I told you how I had come to the conclusion that I was gay.
Yes.
Like a gay bottom, and,
A gay bottom.
Yeah. Mm. I like to...
Take it.
Take it, yeah, I like to take it.
Okay.
And, since we last spoke, I have had an experience with... I've lost my cherry to an older man. And I want to tell you all about it.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, I think.
Yes, congratulations.
At least you
lost your cherry.
Your marbles.
Right. We hope. Did you practice safe sex, darling?
Yeah, I believe so.
You believe so? You're not sure?
There's a question.
You know, did he wear a condom, this older man?
He did.
He did. Okay, well then, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, no sex is completely safe, but that makes it a little safer that he wore a condom, and that's good, because he's an older man. You don't know where he's been. He could have been at the broken door. No, I mean, they're all very clean there. Very clean, very clean.
That's a good pun, right?
Hygienic. Okay, so anyway, so how did it happen?
And tell us. What's the reference to the older man?
Well, I'm...
Older men are better.
Like, early 50s.
How old are you?
I'm like in my 20s.
Ooh.
So, like, I don't know, I have a thing for an older daddy type.
A daddy type.
Oh, you want a daddy.
I know a few. We would love to.
And, so I met him like in a Yahoo chat room.
You did, you naughty boy.
And, so we chatted for a bit, and then we met up at this restaurant, and we had dinner and stuff. And then, we went back to his place.
Well, how romantic. You had dinner at least first before cherry for dessert.
Yeah, that's right.
So did he tell you what he was going to do with you over dinner? Or to you, I should say?
No, he kept that a mystery.
Ah, and then give us a blow-by-blow, so to speak.
Blow? Hello?
Well, did you go blow him first? I mean...
Hello?
Hello? He doesn't hear me now. Suddenly, and my engineer is gone. I don't think he hears me. I think when Max got up, he somehow moved. Probably when he put the headphones down, he moved something. Okay.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. Well, it's all left up to our imaginations. But we can only imagine that, that we pull down this. Thank you very much, guys. Okay, yeah. So, back to you and your cherries.
Yes, four new submissives would be the ideal.
Four new submissives. Four of them.
So you said five. What do you? You said you want? I want another sex slave. Is that what you're saying?
Only so I can sleep.
So you can sleep. Oh, another sex slave. You want him to have other women that he has sex with too.
Well, I exhaust her. So she needs.
Wow.
She needs a help.
How old
rest.
Are you? You're only 19.
Yeah, you would think they have a lot of energy. You really would, but.
Wow.
Someone's doing a good job, I guess.
Or are you making her, like, stay awake when you sleep?
No way.
Of course not.
No? You're just
not
the ever-ready... Well, she's the bunny, but you're the ever-ready D.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not so, a morning person.
You're not a morning person. Oh, you like to sleep in, and he wants his morning sex.
Of course, morning sex is the best.
Yes, boys always like morning sex. You know, they wake up with that heart on.
I wake up and I start humping a leg. It's beautiful. It's nice and soft. I
can every day.
Aww.
It's.
You'll miss it if he stops.
Oh,
I know. I will.
Are you in love?
Love? He's my master.
Oh, excuse me. You don't speak of love when you have masters and slaves?
There are forms of affection, obviously, when you have a master-slave relationship, in particular a sex slave. Obviously, emotions are there. Love, that's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one. It's so tricky, we're going to have to come back to it.
Lust, I would say.
We're going to have to come back to it because we're going to talk to Pagan Kinkstress.
On what line?
A.K.A. Ivy Madden, on line two.
Okay.
And I actually met Pagan Kinkstress on Twitter. Are you guys on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Are we Twitter?
I just joined yesterday.
Oh, so just yesterday.
I doubt you're on.
Okay.
I will add you today.
Yes, absolutely. We are constantly Twittering here. We're Twitter mad women and men. So Pagan Kinkstress, a.k.a. Ivy Madden.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you seem like a very hot tweeter.
Yes, I twat a lot.
You twat a lot. Okay,
yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
And you probably have a hot twat as well.
Well, you know, some may say that, yeah.
I say that, although I haven't seen
and
that.
And therefore it is.
And therefore it is. Thank you. Thank you for your vote of confidence. So you're a pagan. Are you really a pagan? Like, do you worship many gods, or is that just kind of a kinky way of saying you're not religious?
You know, I have to say, paganism is something that I guess I look at more as a philosophy. I'm not, like, in a coven or anything like that.
No, you're not a witch or anything like that?
No, I mean, I think witches are sexy and hot. It's,
yeah.
I mean, you're not pissing in jars and putting bones in there and hairs and...
Well, that would be
eyes of newts. Penises of ex-boyfriends. Things like that.
Sounds
I no comment.
No comment to the penises of ex-boyfriends. Wow, that's scary.
No, okay. Not like that.
See, I mean, for every Master D that wants to slice a girl's face off, there's somebody that wants to cut their boyfriend's penis. Never mind. Okay, so I have right now in my studio a
bunny
and a master, and he just put clothespins on her nipples, and she's just chilling. She's just chilling. She's
very, very hot.
Yeah. You ever have clothespins on your nipples?
I have.
You have? How do you feel about that?
You know, I think you kind of psych yourself up a little bit, like, before, you know, you clamp them on. It's kind of like you're anticipating this horrible thing. But
yeah.
Once they're on, it's not so bad. It's when you take them off that it's a little excruciating at times. But
right.
In a way, though.
Well, you know, Master D seems to put them on Bunny very quickly, so maybe that's why she doesn't have time to get worried about it.
Right.
They just go snap, and there they are.
Yeah.
And she kind of grimaces and then relaxes.
Yeah, I think
she was laughing before, and now she's laughing.
Oh,
my God.
Sounds cute.
So, have you ever been in any kind of a dominant-submissive relationship?
I mean, it's kind of an area that I'm more or less exploring, like, in the last several years or so.
You've been exploring it?
Exploring, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Exploratory girl.
And what do you get into?
What do I get into? I know it probably sounds terrible, but there's something about erotic humiliation that I think is...
Erotic humiliation? That does sound terrible. You're a terrible, terrible girl.
I am.
You are. You're a very, very bad, naughty, and perverted girl.
I'm a sinning pagan.
Am I embarrassing you? Am I humiliating you yet?
No, not
yet. Okay, not yet. What humiliates you?
What humiliates
you? Yeah, what would humiliate you?
That's a good question. You know, because I'm usually probably on the giving end of that, so to kind of turn it around.
Oh, I see. You like to humiliate people.
Right, right.
Really?
So I'm more, you know, the one who would...
You're the humiliatrix,
yes.
So to speak.
Yes, in that sense, yes.
Oh, okay. And who have you humiliated lately?
Lately? Well, I guess, I mean, well, I should back up a little bit, too, and give you just a little background. It's something that, you know, I kind of started to learn more about 5 or 6 years ago. I started working in the phone sex industry.
Ah.
I worked for a company that was kind of their niche that they catered to, you know, kind of the femdom niche. And I didn't really know a whole lot about BDSM or erotic humiliation or anything really so much, you know, just whatever you read here and there, you know, in mainstream news. And then I started to really get into the psychology of it.
Ooh.
So I had a lot of...
so you had a lot of guys calling that, like, had small penises or somehow felt inferior or wanted to feel inferior.
And, you know, humiliation takes on, like, a lot of different layers. I mean, like, there's the whole, you know, small penis humiliation, little fetish, no pun intended.
Or maybe just the CEO of a big company who bosses people around all day and humiliates them, and then he wants to be humiliated, you know, for fun.
I totally see that, yeah. I mean, from the clients that I used to work with, that was definitely...
No, I was just kind of looking at you.
Pardon?
Ooh. Would you like to be humiliated, Master D?
I have been humiliated in the past.
Yes.
I'm sure if it was the right mistress, I wouldn't mind some humiliation.
Mm. Who is that speaking? I like his voice.
Mmm. That is Master D. And
If it's the right mistress, he wouldn't mind some humiliation. But
so that's Master D, so would he identify more as a dominant male?
Yes.
It's more of that, but that's what he does as a CEO of a big company. And then,
right.
You know, that's what he does for work, really. But to relax, I think, maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
It's interesting how that works. I definitely see that as a somewhat of a common thing.
Do you enjoy humiliation, Mistress Ice?
I enjoy distributing humiliation. I do not enjoy to be humiliated.
Distributing or giving.
Yes.
It's actually very good for me since she's going to be my wife.
Right.
I'm going to, you know, I can get...
He's worthless.
I am.
He's worthless.
I'm sorry about
he is.
That. I am. I'm terribly sorry.
Boy cannot do anything for himself.
Right.
That's why he needs me.
Yeah. So, but... Why do you need him?
My whore will protect me.
Well, do you hear his voice? I mean...
The voice is high.
He has a nice voice, yeah. He's got that Aussie accent, you know. He's an Aussie.
From
a long line of interesting Aussies.
We're both very, very big sadists, and we tend to feed each other. We bounce off of one another, and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Worse and worse.
Fantastic.
Yes, wow. If we do a scene together with a submissive, God help him.
Ooh, poor Bunny. I'm just looking over at Bunny thinking, oh my goddess, what's going to happen to Bunny?
Poor Bunny. Bunny, nothing much will happen to her in that sense because Bunny is classed as a sex slave.
Ah, not a pain slave.
She is not a pain slave. She's not even... wouldn't be classed as any kind of hurting.
Except for, those clothespins are pretty painful.
I'm trying new
Ooh.
Stuff with
Ooh. Those are sexual. What do you classify as painful?
A cane.
The cane.
Flogger.
Flogger isn't actually that painful. I don't
know. Or maybe the way you... If you use it correctly, it could be very
painful.
Or you
have a steel-tipped flogger or something.
And you can find these people at the BrokenDoor.com.
Yes. BrokenDoorFetish.com.
BrokenDoorFetish.com.
Yes.
So Pagan Kingstress, I noticed that we were both twittering about, speaking of bondage and all of this, we were twittering about David Carradine, R.I.P., rest in peace.
Yeah.
It's a great tragedy. And he seems to have been engaged in an auto bondage sex act of asphyxiation that a lot of people kind of get off on. You know, it's that cutting off of the air supply that can sometimes create an orgasmic feeling. But it is a dangerous game. Probably a game he'd played. From what I gather many times, and this time just it didn't work.
Yeah, it does sound like he has a kinky history from what I'm reading too.
Yeah, but if you're all playing that game, just be careful. I mean, you should really do it with somebody. That's one thing that dominant people are for. I mean, the masters and the mistresses and the dominatrixes, whether they're a friend or you have to pay them. I mean, you know, when you do this kind of auto-asphyxiation, you could kill yourself.
It makes you wonder. I mean, I don't know that he was alone or not. It seems like he was.
I think he was alone, unless somebody ran away. But it seems like he was alone.
Yeah. I read something, and it could have just been, you know, just some blurb from some gossip thing that when he was found, that his hands were, his wrists were tied behind his back. So if that were the case, then I don't really know.
Oh, the hands tied behind the back. So maybe somebody did it. Yikes.
That was just one report that was floating around online, so who knows if it's true.
Yeah, that's not in all the reports that he had his hands tied behind his back.
Yeah, I only read that in one spot, so I don't know about that, but...
Yeah. So do you get into asphyxiation, Mistress Ice?
Actually, I am into it.
You are into it?
I am.
And you do it to people, or do you have it done to yourself?
Both.
Really? So what are your safety tips on that?
Always have a partner with you. Never, ever do it alone.
Speaking of asphyxiation, we just have to say that Bunny now has a clothespin on her nose. Now, if Master Deep also put a clothespin on her lips, she might not be able to breathe. And, okay, he's going to do that now. Uh-oh. That's a little difficult. No, he's not doing that. But you know, yes.
The idea is not to kill them; it's to
right.
You know,
that's the idea.
Suffering.
Not to kill them.
Well, cutting off the oxygen will heighten the sensuality of anything else that is done to you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now, do you ever do it to yourself?
Of course not.
No, that's no. So. That is kind of dangerous. Do it to yourself. You sort of want to have a spotter around.
I've had a friend that did that and ended up taking his own life.
Yeah, and that's not suicide, by the way. I mean...
It was an accident.
Yeah, it's an accident. I mean, I know it's all kinky and everything, but it's really an accident like people that like to ride motorcycles. Sometimes they just drive off a cliff and kill themselves.
Or
it's
skiing.
The same kind of thing.
How about
or skiing.
There are a lot of dangers involved, obviously, in BDSM. If rope bondage is done incorrectly, you can cut off circulation. You can die.
But also motorcycle racing,
that's
done incorrectly, life is full of these things.
You could walk across the road, you could be completely the model of health.
Exactly.
And hit by a car. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not your,
But hobbies, there.
Hobbies.
A lot of people have dangerous hobbies.
Yes.
And, you know, sex in a way, fetish in a way, is a hobby. It's a dangerous hobby. It happens to be one that arouses the people involved, but, you know, I think some people get aroused by riding motorcycles. So
it's a different kind of a rush, yeah.
Well, there's all different kinds of rushes, and this is one of them. But unfortunately, there's all kinds of, you know, manuals, and there's all kinds of teaching about how to ride motorcycles safely, and there's laws. But, excusez-moi, there aren't any, we're all like hacking and coughing here. We've been strangled. That's our problem. We're
not
we're suffering.
Me. I don't do that.
Anyway, you don't do that. You're not into asphyxiation.
I don't cough. I don't get this sickness that's going around because I'm a god.
Oh, you don't get sick.
Yeah, no.
Really? Ooh, you be careful. You could get struck. It's like little viruses go into everybody.
I'm just immune to these things.
Okay, we're gonna test you.
Just wait. It's like the Titanic. Just wait.
I want you to Twitter about it when
you
get sick.
Loving, right there.
Right there.
Mm.
Very loving.
There's love.
There is love. Yes.
Yeah. I see that.
Okay, so we're gonna take a little commercial. Everybody can hang on, but we're gonna do a little commercial. It's
we should wind up with Pagan Kingstress, though.
Well, she can hang on.
Want to wind me up?
We want to wind you up and play with you.
What do you mean? She doesn't want to hear the commercial or something? You know.
Yeah, but we have other callers. But okay, I mean we can hang on to Pagan Kingstress.
So hold on a second.
Okay.
Don't go away.
Don't go away. We're gonna have a little commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't come yet and don't go away.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back to Radio Suzy One, where we celebrate the pleasures in life, which sometimes involve a little pain. Are you okay, Bunny? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that because you're a whore, right? Okay. Really, woman to woman, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. Let me see your knee. Okay, it's not too bad. No, it's not too bad. It's not really a cut. It's just a
wimp.
No, it's... You just are so dramatic about it. You had everyone scared and ready to call the police.
She's just a sex slave, you know. They have one little nick and they just go crazy.
Yeah.
Look at that. I mean, you do that to a paying sub, and she's like...
Right.
You know, if you remember the bondage girl, I was sticking 2-inch needles in a girl's back, and she was like...
Yikes.
You know.
Wow.
You still have your guest on, Susie?
Oh, yes.
I'm still
Pagan
here.
Kingstress from...
I just won't go away.
Twitterland.
Can I just comment, too, and you know, with your guests that you have in the studio?
Yes.
And I'm thinking that they would probably agree.
Okay.
Just in terms of anyone that's, you know, participating in the kink community or BDSM community, it's probably a good idea, and maybe they already have the background in first aid or any, you know, just talking about, you know, in the last segment, with, you know, just being able to, you know, just kind of know, like, the anatomy and physiology of the body in general is probably a smart thing before you get into some of that heavier physical play. Just
yes.
Know the body.
Totally correct.
Have you taken anatomy lessons?
I've taken first aid lessons. I've actually done a lot of medical play in Europe and also in Australia. You can't so much get away with it at places like the Bondage Bowl, but there are studios where you can actually do medical play, and you need the knowledge in first aid to actually do it. At places like the Bondage Bowl or Hell or wherever we go, we do take medical kits.
So you give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to
more
Bunny
like
here.
Iodine patches and alcohol swabs and things like that, just in case anything happens. So we've got the knowledge and we've got the...
iodine patches, okay.
I've personally taken some courses in anatomy and physiology.
And well, I'm sure the torturers in the concentration camps did, too.
I have personally sewn a girl's lips together.
Sewn a girl's lips together?
I have sewn her eyelids, too. I have sewn labia. I have sewn a...
Bunny, don't throw up. Or if you do, do it into the coat.
I have sewn a nipple to... just stretched it down and sewed it to underneath the breast.
Wow.
Busy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
I got a button that came off my shirt. Can you sew that?
I watched a movie recently with a button, and I'm not touching any buttons anymore.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. Quirky.
Yes, the button could be the destruction of the world.
Button could be a euphemism, too.
Sewing, and did you unsew them later? I mean, you took out the stitches? You know, Yikes!
I unsewed them. With the girl that I did, I sewed her eyelids shut, I sewed her nostrils shut, I stuck a straw into the left-hand corner of her mouth so she could breathe out of the straw, and I sewed the rest of her lips shut.
Ah!
So she's only breathing...
You know, I'm very grateful that you guys didn't do that stuff at the speakeasy two weeks ago.
I would never do that here.
You know...
I mean, it's not that kind of place.
No, it's not that kind of place.
No.
By the way, Pagan Kingstress?
Yeah.
Have you gone to my blog yet?
I have.
Did you see the pictures from the Bondage Gala?
I did. They are fantastic.
They are. There's no eyelid sewing in them. But it's pretty shocking stuff, but nothing, you know, too bad. I mean, I think it's pretty sexy stuff, actually. I mean, what did you think of all the pictures and all that stuff?
I think it looks like people had a hell of a time.
They did. They had a hell of a time.
Yes. A good time.
There's a picture of Mistress Ice that's towards the top of the column, and she's kind of whacking Sarah and laughing maniacally.
She always looks so happy.
And just looks so happy doing this.
I'm digging this.
And looks like such a little girl. She has this little girlish kind of attitude. And fortunately, the sub looks happy too, and she's not sewing anybody's eyelids. She's just kind of whacking. So,
that's,
you know,
I've not heard of that
it's very
before.
Exuberant and fun. You know, I have a guy on line three, John from Orlando, who wants to be humiliated.
Okay.
Should we?
Really?
Can we put him on with Pagan Kingstress, or do we have to? I don't know. We can. We can do kind of conference calls. I don't know. We might lose you, Pagan Kingstress, so just call us back.
Okay.
We're gonna talk to John.
Okay.
But we're going to try to talk to him with you because he wants to be humiliated. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello. You sound like such a little
wimp. Wow, you even sound pathetic.
You're so pathetic. What is so pathetic about you besides your voice, John? You don't know? That's really pathetic.
Oh,
you don't even know?
You're worthless.
But you do want to be humiliated. That's what you asked for, right?
What color underwear are you wearing?
We haven't gotten to the wrong caller, right? John?
Yes.
Are you wearing
this is John in Orlando, right? You have a desire to be humiliated, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. But you don't know in what way.
No.
I want to know what color underwear he's
wearing. What color underwear are you wearing?
I'm wearing black.
What was that?
Black.
Black?
You're pathetic.
Black underwear is boring.
The only reason that people wear black underwear, especially men, is because they fail to do their laundry.
Ooh.
They're dirty.
But cum stains show really a lot on black underwear. You know.
Well, if he's this pathetic, he doesn't have sex, so we don't need to worry about that.
I don't know. I think that the black underwear is kind of a pathetic effort at being sexy with this guy in Orlando. Okay, and now he's gone. All right, he got humiliated. He probably came.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try.
Now, that's humiliating to me, and I don't like it. I don't know. Maybe I should get into it when people hang up on me, and I should go, I really enjoy being humiliated.
That
I like being
don't
hung
tell
up
me
on.
You want to be humiliated and hang up.
Susie, all your lines are up here. So
all my lines are up. And I have another special caller, a guest, on
line one.
Now, did we lose Pagan Kingstress? Or
yes,
still
we lost her.
Oh, we lost
she
her. But she'll be back on. Okay, so let's talk to Busty Vanessa.
Busty Vanessa, line one?
Yeah, Busty Vanessa. Hello, Busty.
Hello, Susan.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm excellent. I'm having a great time with eyelid sewers.
Okay. I'm having a good time right now, too.
We've got some people that are really into bondage, Master D, and we have Mistress Ice, and cute 19-year-old, adorable Bunny. Who's getting her stockings ripped up here?
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, that's what we're doing. What are you doing?
Well, I have one of my slaves here, right here, and he's worshiping me.
Is that right?
Yes,
good for you.
Very good.
Is he worshiping that big bust, Busty?
Yes, he is. He's worshiping these huge 50 pounds of tits that I got.
50 pounds of tit?
Yes.
Oh, my goddess. That's a lot.
Yes, he is.
That's some mama mia.
I'm just crushed.
Oh, my God. You could do some crushing there, girl.
Yes, I can. I can crush his whole head Am I crushing you, baby?
He's going to die in heaven. That's another thing that can be dangerous. That's a sex practice.
Yes, Susan.
Crushing. All right. No. Don't strangle him.
No, I won't.
Okay. Thank you.
But, you want to get to the story?
I want to get to the story. I know you've been on HBO. You're a famous hooker.
Yes. For my 29 years, almost 3 decades of being in the life, in the game.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I've been arrested about 580 times.
Oh, my God. Arrested 580-something times.
Handcuffs. In and out of jail.
Now, there's some non-consensual bondage.
Exactly.
But some of those sheriffs...
Those are bracelets that I didn't want.
Those are bracelets that you just, you know, you could do without.
Exactly.
Bunny got some of those very recently.
Really? Bunny, you were arrested?
No,
you were just handcuffed. Oh, but that's sweet. You know, we're talking about actual, like, cops who are not nice as Master D.
Okay.
I've been arrested
before,
so.
And putting you in, okay? I never really did any time. I mean, the most time I've done was 30 days, you know, but I never, like, stayed in there. I always got out.
Yeah, but the worst part is when they first bring you in, isn't it? Because then they treat you like crap. Then after a while, if you're in there for a while, I think, am I right?
They kind of make
it a little easier on you.
I was always respectful towards the cops that, you know, picked me up. They knew that I had a job to do. I knew that they had one to do.
And they liked those 50-pound boobs, too, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a mutual thing. It was respect.
Was it really? Did you ever get some of the cops to, like, you know, give you a little break because they sucked on your titties or something?
Well, you know, I've dated a lot of cops. I've dated a lot of judges, lawyers.
Everybody.
Yeah, I still see them right now today.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
That's right. Well, you're on the front lines, Busty. You really are. I mean, I want to say that I appreciate your efforts as an infantry woman in the war against sexual repression in the world. So,
well,
you know, and I, you know, you're a strong woman for having been through all of that arresting. Jesus.
Yes, I've been through a lot, you know. I come from, you know, from working on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
17 years.
Wow.
You know, of my career.
Now Bunny has another clothespin on her nose. I'm sorry.
We've got
a whole scene going on here.
Well, I got my little thing going on too right here.
Yeah, I hear you.
So your little slave boy is over there right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can he grunt for us so we know he's there?
Yes. Say that again.
Let's hear him.
Yes. She wants to hear you say something. All
right. Yeah.
I'm in heaven.
You're in heaven. 50-pound tits
all
on
right.
your head.
50-pound tits. So that was good. That was good. Yeah.
I'm for real about my lifestyle and my career, Susan. I am.
You know, I appreciate that.
I am down for it.
I appreciate that. I'm for real, too. You know, in a different way.
What part of the country are you in?
Right now, I'm in L.A.
Oh, you're in
yeah,
Los Angeles.
Yeah, she's going to have to come down here and visit
us. Oh, you got
to
come down and visit us.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
I would love to come and visit.
Yeah, we'll send a truck for the tits.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Come down.
We'll have to put them in storage in the back unit here.
Oh, I might just bust right out of there.
Yeah. I think
you're
you have to have a slave for each tit, you know. Busty. Wow. So you were on, was it the HBO series on, was it the hookers on?
No, it was Taxi Cab Confessions.
Right. Oh, Taxi Cab Confessions.
Right.
I gotcha. Yeah,
right.
Cool. Okay, so that's a Sheila Nevins show.
Exactly.
Sheila Nevins is our executive producer as well.
Correct.
Yeah, we love Sheila.
She's a
yes.
darling
you
girl.
Love Sheila.
She's the best. She's the best.
Yes, she is. I never met her.
Oh.
Heard a lot of good things about her, and she is. I've met Harry and Joe Grant. I met them.
Okay.
Well, you know what Sheila says about her programs, right? Her sex programs?
Her pussy programs, what she calls them.
She calls them her pussy programs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the best programs she can have.
Those are the best ones. Those are her favorites, even though she does all these Emmy award-winning shows, you know.
She loves
her pussy shows.
Yes. Well,
and she defends like them.
Pussy.
Mm-hmm. She's a very sexual woman.
Yes.
Right. Oh, Bunny is getting clothespin. Something. No, this is the clothespin night. You know, Master D always comes with a different toy. When he came with the electrical thing before, the violet wand.
Well, we actually have that tonight, too.
Oh, you have that also. You have a bag of toys. I see.
Because we did have Bunny listen to one of your shows today.
Oh.
And the girl that we had here last time, she's claiming that girl was a wuss.
Oh, you mean ballerina?
I didn't say she was a wuss. I said I wanted her to hurt more.
She was not as tough as you, Bunny.
So we're going to check
I mean,
that
she
theory.
Had her charms. I will say that, although I know you're all in the anti-ballerina crew here.
Oh, are these girls very small females?
No, they're Bunny's a tall female. Bunny is quite tall.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Seiss, I don't know, how tall are you?
I am actually only 5'4".
5'4", but she seems tall.
I'm 5'4".
But Bunny is actually very tall.
Oh, okay. Any of them have any huge titties?
Huge titties.
Not as big as yours.
You win that prize, definitely, Busty. You have the biggest boobs of all.
Up.
Woman.
But we are showing off some boobs here right now.
You see, if they go really slow towards it, it adds the...
Well, I got huge nipples going on.
Oh, do you know?
I have to ask you, Busty, have you ever had a violet wand applied to your nipple?
Yes. Oh, yes, to have the vibrating.
The vibrating, it's sort of like a little electrical shock that goes right to the nipple.
Oh, no, I never.
Well, it really makes you laugh. It's kind of a ticklish thing.
Okay, that's why I see her laughing in the back.
Yeah, she's laughing a lot. He's barely touching her, though. She's just kind of caught up in it. She's in a web of pleasure and pain. She's all caught up.
Well, that's one of the things that I love giving.
She's only 19. She's not even been alive as long as you've been doing prostitution.
You're right. I've been sucking cock longer than she's
You've been sucking
been
cock
alive.
Longer than she's been on Earth.
That's great.
Yes, I've been fucking longer than she's been alive.
That's right. Well, you know, that's life. That's how it goes.
I really love my life.
You love your life and you...
Somebody asked me, when am I going to retire?
When are you going to retire?
And there's no more dick.
Never. When there's no more dicks,
I don't think.
There's always going to be dicks for you and those 50-pound tits.
Oh, I guess I won't be retiring no time soon.
Good. We don't want you to retire, Busty.
Yes.
So what we do want is for you to come visit us sometime.
Yeah, you got to come down. I'd love to meet you. You're
yeah,
great.
Definitely.
Great revolutionary.
I'll do it before because I have to get back to New York. So.
All right. Oh, when are you going back to New York?
It's
going to
be soon, probably
next week. Okay, well, maybe next Saturday you can come visit us.
Okay,
are you going to still be here next Saturday?
Oh, God, I must say this.
Next Saturday? Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll let Lisa call you and talk to you about it.
Okay.
All right, so we've just had a big nipple electrical storm.
All right. And
now it's all quieting down. So, anyway, Busty Vanessa is another Twitter friend.
Yes, I am.
And do you do anything on the internet? Do you do webcam?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. On your own site?
Yeah, I post ads. Craigslist was one of the big things I was posting on. Craigslist and... Backpage.
Oh, Craigslist. You better be careful about Craigslist.
Yes, I know. That was sad what happened. But,
you can just hit him with your tits.
That's what I would have did to him.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hold up 1 second, baby.
Just suffocate the motherfucker.
Absolutely.
a little asphyxiation.
Absolutely, yeah, a little asphyxiation there if anybody fucks with you. Okay, Busty Vanessa. Well,
you gotta come visit us.
You gotta come visit us, okay?
Okay then. Just let me know where.
Next Saturday, and we'll let you know where. We have a secret location, an undisclosed location.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
In downtown.
All right.
We're downtown.
You take care, darling.
Okay.
Take care. Ciao for now.
Ciao.
Okay. And Busty's man is chowing down on those 50-pound titties right now.
Wow.
Let's see. So how are you doing, Bunny? I have to check in with you. Are you okay?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. You having fun? Is this the kind of relationship you've always wanted?
It's not how I expected it.
No.
In a million years.
Is anybody worried about you? What about your parents? Do they know where you are?
My parents know that I'm in L.A., but besides that, they don't really know much.
They don't know.
She has an alternate personality again, you know, so it's Bunny, and her real name is hidden.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. But do your parents, wonder, where you're staying or anything like that?
Actually, I'm supposed to Facebook my mom my address.
You're supposed to Facebook her and face her as well.
See, but I won't allow that because I don't want my address.
No, not your address. No, no. Can you... come up with some other address?
Yeah, I think I'll send a mom to maybe somewhere near Vegas.
Oh, you mean Mom wants to come visit, actually.
No, she just wants to know where I am, so in case I fall off the face of the earth or something.
Oh, well, I'm glad she cares about you.
Well, the plan is that we plan on meeting her parents.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and what are you going to say?
That's a very vanilla
married
couple.
That has hired her to babysit your plants, or what?
No,
I'm a maid.
You're a maid.
She's a housekeeper.
Live-in housekeeper. We're hoping to cement her back into her parents' life.
Really? Oh, so you're a little estranged. Are you a runaway?
No, I got kicked out of my house about a year ago.
Oh, you're a bad girl. You really are. You got kicked out of your house?
What?
Yeah, my mom kicked me out on Mother's Day.
Really? She gave a present to herself. No, tell me why? Poor bunny. I'm sorry.
I wasn't there when she wanted me to be there, I guess.
You weren't there for Mother's Day?
No, I was. It's just the night before was prom night, and I was up late at my friend's house, so I got kicked out of the house.
That was it? Just because you were up late at prom night?
I didn't show up at home until, like, later on in the day.
There was
she changed the locks on me and said, you chose to leave.
There must have been a past.
Wow. I've heard so many stories from these 18, 19-year-olds that are in the scene that if things like this have happened, or they've just been kicked out of their house for no reason, for going to a BDSM party. I went to a party for the first time, so they kicked out of their house.
Wow.
You know?
So and is your dad in the picture or not really?
My dad kicked me out prom night, actually, and told me to leave my dress behind, but I snuck it out.
Now, why? What was his reason?
Because, once again, I wasn't home when he wanted me to be home.
The moral here is not to go out at prom.
Wow. So you came home too late? You mean up until then you'd come home every night, like, under curfew?
Yeah, actually, I was very good. I mean, I'd come home a couple minutes late and stuff, and they'd get mad, but I was fairly good. My worst issues would be coming home from school on time because I'd sit and talk to my friends or drop them off after school at their houses.
And where do you live? I mean, approximately. Where's your parents? Where are they
located? My mother lives in Yucaipa. My father lives in Redlands.
Okay. So they're not that far.
No. So my brother's farther.
Get ready. Yeah, your brother?
Yeah, he actually goes to the University of Santa Barbara.
Oh.
He's my twin.
And oh, that's your twin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. And what's he studying?
He, I don't know what he's studying at the moment, but he wants to be a lawyer. He talks an FBS as is, so.
Oh, really?
It'll all work out. He's the golden child.
So you have smart genes. Anyway, so does he know where you are?
He knows I'm out in L.A. Last time he talked to me, I was, trying to get a different job. Mm-hmm. I actually came down here to try to get a job as a video game tester.
Well, a lot of people want that job.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty popular job these days, and everybody thinks they can do it. I guess they need a lot of video game testers, though.
To tell you the truth, the interview for it is insanely easy. I had to describe how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then go through and find glitches in a video game. That was the entire interview.
Hey, and did you get the job?
No, they didn't have any more spots available.
Oh, see, you didn't make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich right.
She used the wrong type of jelly, I think.
Yeah, probably.
She's useless that way.
Use chunky
peanut
butter.
I'm raspberry, and I guess they wanted strawberry?
Mm. Well, so now you have a job. Okay, very interesting. Well, good luck to all of you with this this adventure.
We plan on sending her to school.
Interpersonal relations.
Yes, we want to send her to school.
At yes, she should be. I mean,
General Ed.
Her twin brother is like this pre-law guy.
Well,
who knows what Bunny could
smart.
Be?
She is smart at times. She has a glimmer, of intelligence comes out. But I think her Bunny persona has overtaken her brain. I mean, we went to a rave last week for the first time.
Yes.
And how was the rave? For my first time in 10 years. And it was a bunch of 80% kids, young kids, you know, dancing and
well, they're all different levels of intelligence at raves.
Yeah.
You never can tell.
Oh, jeez.
So, Well, this is an adventure. You should... Well, you're blogging about it, at least.
Yeah.
I force her to do a online forum. I blog every day. She does a blog on my Broken Door Fetish website. If you go into the forum, there's Bunny's blog, and it goes every day, and she writes about everything, all of her experiences.
Yeah, it starts from the morning we'll when all he humps my leg until the end of the night.
Master's humping my leg again. Ho hum.
Yeah, actually, yes. It's this morning I woke up to, yet again, Master humping my leg.
Mm.
I like it.
How did I know that? There you go. You like it.
I do.
To read about
I really like it.
Your own leg humping.
Well, and the sex stuff is good also.
I have to come up with creative ways to say, we fucked.
Yes.
Yes. It's
it
not easy.
It can't be the same every day. We fuck, we fuck, we fuck. So happy fucking, shagging, screwing.
Yeah. Boinked like
or some description.
I suggested boinking recently.
Oh, there you go. There's all different words
actually,
you can
boinking
use.
Boinking was a good one, actually, because that was a few... That was a,
just because it was mine.
That was a 3 or 4 hour session.
Then you could do it in different languages. Yes. Once you run out of, you know, English
different
words.
Different languages, there you go.
That's a good idea. I'm going to screw it up, but hey.
Wow. All right. So, so we're all excited about your impending wedding. Now, what is your role going to be at the wedding? What is Bunny going to be?
She's going to be a doormat.
Oh.
Oh.
Not like a bridesmaid? Flower girl?
We considered flower girl.
We're going to put her as a flower girl, or we might put her as a piñata.
No.
Piñata?
No,
but
no.
I mean, isn't your family going to be there?
Of course.
So you can't have Bunny as a piñata.
Well,
maybe
no,
a doormat.
Not, no.
Maybe you could have her just lying there on the floor
my
and everybody walks on.
My family is very aware of Bunny.
Yes,
they are.
Yes,
what
yes.
do they think of Bunny?
They're not a fan.
Really?
Really? Ooh.
Ooh, Master D didn't know
now,
that,
I,
it sounds
I think,
like.
I think I'll definitely put her into some big role then.
Oh. Mm.
Oh, jeez.
But, I mean, do they know about the whole scene, your parents?
Oh, yes. I've told them everything.
So what do they have against Bunny? She's just one of the slaves, right? Or do they feel that there's a real threat to you or something?
They feel she's a homewrecker.
A homewrecker. Well, she is a sex slave.
But look, he's not marrying her. How
no.
come you're not marrying Bunny?
I've known Bunny for, what is it now, 2 weeks?
No, longer than that. It's only
three
been 2 weeks,
weeks
since
weeks.
The bondage gala.
4 weeks?
Let's see.
About four weeks. Yeah, 3 or 4 weeks.
I've known Mistress Ice for 8, 9 months.
Okay, but does that mean if you know Bunny for 8, 9 months, you'll want to marry her?
God knows.
God knows. What kind of answer
well,
is that?
Well, I also have a lot of life experience on top of Bunny's.
Yes.
Well, yes, so to speak.
Depends on how you're raised, really. And plus, my family's been very supportive. I've grown up a very rounded woman.
Well, I think so. You're very rounded.
I want to retain my slave structure that I have set. So
yeah,
have
nice
do they know
that.
About the slave structure and all of that?
They do.
They do, but they don't feel that Bunny is part of the structure somehow. She's kind of...
Well, they're traditional Christians.
Well, then how do they put up with the slave structure if they're traditional Christians?
They love their daughter.
Well, then, if they love their daughter, I guess Bunny is a part of
they
the whole...
They accept whatever I dish
right,
out.
Right, okay, but they're complaining and praying for you, I'm sure.
If
of
I
course.
I told my sister what I'm doing.
Your sister.
She didn't know anything about the lifestyle or anything. She came out to the house and she was blown away by the equipment and...
Wow. And how... I mean, is she a younger sister?
She's 28. She's a school teacher in Palm Desert.
Wow. And so she didn't know anything about...
She had no idea that I was the CEO of a company running a dungeon. She had no idea of what a master or mistress was. She came out, she looked at the place and she was like, okay.
Hmm.
You know, okay, he's doing that. Then I told her I was going to get married, and she was like, okay.
Wow, is she usually this excited about things?
She's very, very accepting.
Oh.
Girl.
I see.
So she accepts
you've got
things.
Her
she's accepts things.
Taken care of.
So, yeah, so she's got a very, very nice boyfriend. They've been together for a long time, and
mm-hmm.
they love each other, and...
Okay.
She's just very. She's because she looks after second and third grade all day.
Yes.
She can handle him just.
Oh
she
yes.
She can handle me just fine. So.
Right.
Yeah. And she doesn't. She. I told her. I tried explaining the sex slave thing and then marrying also at the same time. She didn't get that. She thought that was a little bit crazy. But, you know, I'm just only explaining the substructure of S&M now to her, and I've given her a book so she can read about it.
Wow. Well, who knows what kind of kinky games she'll be playing with her guy.
Look, my ideal would be to have, as I said, four different types of subs.
You know what I just thought he was going to say, and I'm so sick. You see, you people, you think you're sick. I thought he was going to say, my ideal would be to have sex with my sister.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
I know, huh?
Well, actually,
see, I'm sicker than all of you.
I play role games with her in the morning, and my name's Bubba, and I'm going to kiss you, oh, little God. Girl. You know, and she can't stand that. But, you know, role-playing is definitely the next step in the lifestyle.
Right, but you're not into your real sister.
No.
What if her twin was cute?
No.
See,
I've
look
shown
at
you my twin.
Suddenly he has a conservative side.
Well, family, my God. My cousins, maybe.
Yeah, cousin, cuisine, you know.
I have some hot cousins.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Like really, really hot cousins.
Are they here in America or are they in Australia?
There's two in America, second and third cousin, and in Australia.
And do they know what you do?
Hmm?
Do they know about you?
Oh, yeah.
What do they think?
Hot.
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 Ooh. Wow.
So, I mean,
how about your mom?
I have a stepmom and a mom. My mom is in Israel.
Ah.
And she thinks it's sick and I should go into some sort of psychiatric, you know, facility.
I am a therapist.
Yep.
Yeah.
Psychiatric facility, definitely,
you.
Because
maybe.
I'm sick.
Maybe I couldn't, though.
My stepmother, if she knew about this, she would probably have me committed to.
Okay, so they're both of the opinion that this is sicko.
Sicko.
So they have not been to the Broken Door Ranch.
They have no idea what it is. They don't know where I live. I'm not telling them where I live.
Mm.
I had to delete them off my Facebook account so they wouldn't find out about marriage.
Wow. And as long as you're nice to me, I won't give out your last name.
Ooh.
Ooh. Because we don't have a contract. No, I won't. As long as you're nice to me. Fortunately, you're so nice. Yes.
I'm nice.
He's nice. Oh, now he looks all humiliated and scared. Look at him.
She might hurt me when I get home.
He looks like he could be hurt. Boy.
I like being hurt, actually. I really do. We had a great...
I think I'll hold it over your head, though, for a while.
We had a great rumble the other night.
rumble?
I put a bruise on her leg here.
I see that. That's wicked. That's terrible.
Well, it was very, very small.
But it's very, very big now.
Of course, because you go like this.
Ah.
Oh. And it increases the size of the bruise.
And she hits you back hard? Does it hurt when she hits?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I got him in a scissor lock last night. That was fun.
Does he have any bruises?
Yeah, here.
Really?
They're on his arms. He's
point
covering
out, point them. Out where my bruise is.
About right.
Right.
He loves laughing when he's in pain, too.
So you guys, you're not really into pain yourselves, but you kind of
laugh
toy
when I'm in pain.
With it.
The more pain I'm in, the harder I laugh.
Okay, so now we're going to talk to Ron, who wants to talk about penis size.
Ooh, excellent.
Mm.
And what line is he on?
He is on line one.
Ahead.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, how are you?
Good, but you have to speak up.
I'm speaking quite loud.
You're speaking very softly, Ron.
Well, I'm speaking on a cell phone.
On a cell phone, so you have to yell.
I am.
No, you're not.
My cock.
Okay. Your cock is what?
It's pretty big and I want to give it a bigger.
Your cock is big. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. How big is it?
It's almost 10 inches.
10 inches?
That's nothing. Oh, yeah. We have foot longers here. So, yeah, I can imagine you do, because 10 is not big enough by any means.
Right.
No, you got to make it bigger, darling.
Like, what's that?
You should use some sort of stretching implements. Or
try a penis pump.
Penis pump or
hang a rock on it.
Yeah. You can't make your penis any bigger, darling. That's what you've got. Sorry, none of the operations work. And the penis pump only lasts as long as it's inside of a pump.
Yes.
Once you take it out, it's what it was. So give it up and try to build a skyscraper or something.
That's not nice to say.
What do you mean it's not nice? It's real. I mean, I'm not going to, like... pretend, unless it's all just a fantasy for you. You just want to imagine that we're making your penis bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's
until it just bursts through the
Well, you could
room.
Try sexual deprivation.
Sexual deprivation makes your penis feel bigger because you've got blue balls.
Mm. I say get a yacht and it doesn't matter how big your penis is.
You could
is.
Put it in a chastity belt and then your penis would feel like it's so big because it can't get out. You know, it's like a monster trying to get out. That's part of the penis pump, you know, kind of thing. Your dog?
Daughter.
Oh, your daughter. No, we draw the line at family here. We agreed with that. No, no. You know, I think you're starting to go a little wacko on us here. You are,
yes.
You know,
bye-bye.
We don't want to talk to you anymore because, first of all, even if you're not doing that stuff, which I don't think you're doing, because I just think you're just whacking off, but I think you're just trying to fuck with us.
Yes.
So, stop. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, that's it, that's it.
Jeez.
You know,
so
a lot of
negative.
People... Well, you know, you like to hurt people.
Yeah, but that's consensual.
Yeah, well we put him on the air. We put him on the air, you know.
Hmm.
Oh, but, you mean, I don't think he's really doing any of that stuff.
Oh, probably not.
No, of course not. He wouldn't be going on a radio show and talking about it.
Exactly.
No, he's just trying to fuck with me.
Yes.
That's, and you,
he thinks
you know.
We called his penis small.
Yes, well, we did in the
we
beginning.
We did, actually, yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
And then we did again. But, you know, and I don't think his penis is 10 inches either.
I don't think so, either.
Because no one who has a 10-inch penis is calling up and saying, how can I make it bigger?
Exactly.
No, this guy...
Or bragging about it.
Yeah, they do brag about it. They do. But not as much as the guys with 1-inch who are fantasizing. Oh. All right. I've got to get better. I'm getting better because I've been sick. And next week I'm actually going on a little second honeymoon.
Oh, congratulations. Where are you going?
We're going to
Sea Mountain Resort. Sea Mountain Resort.
Oh, that's
in
a beautiful place.
Desert Hot Springs.
Yes.
Have you ever been
have
there?
Have you been there?
Yes, I have. Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we've been meaning to review it for a long time.
We're very excited.
We just haven't been able to get down there.
Oh, that's the place I was telling you about.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, you were telling Bunny
yes,
about it.
Yes, I was going to take Bunny there.
Oh, well, we'll do a little scouting mission.
Yes.
Have you been there?
It's couples and single women only.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
right,
it's
right.
It's a very, very, very nice resort. I actually went with the other girl that I'm not allowed to mention because I get slapped by people.
Ballerina.
I didn't mention her. She went to
Oh, that was beautiful.
Jeez Louise.
Wow.
Yes, I took her
I'm
going to
just try it again. I'm sorry.
I took
Ballerina.
So, how was it? Tell us.
I took her there.
I won't do
tell
it anymore.
Tell us about it.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, I went in there. You have the option of clothes or no clothes.
Right.
We chose no clothes. There are abundance of young women.
Uh-huh.
Between
Ooh.
The ages of, I'd say around 19 and 28.
Mm.
Really?
Single women.
They're not in the Google group.
There are a few spas there. You can have massages. You can have optional rooms. You can stay there.
Right, right.
It's a beautiful place. It's very
really?
Relaxing
uh-huh.
and very peaceful.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to going there. Yeah?
And it was a lot of fun.
We are really looking forward to it now even more.
Yeah,
boy.
It was a lot of fun.
And it's Pink Week.
Mm.
But, I mean, I don't think you can wear pink because you're not supposed to wear any clothes. So I think you just
you
show
can,
pink.
You can wear clothes or no clothes. You have the option.
Well, but there's certain areas
yes,
where you can't
where you
wear
have
clothes.
To have, you have to be nude, yes.
Right.
Just wear a pink hat, baby.
There you go.
Will they let me do...
Yes, I'm certainly going to wear...
Okay, hat's okay. Okay, so... Hat and heels.
You're going to be fine. Woo. It is your heaven there. That is, it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
It is very relaxing.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of fun.
And
okay.
I hear that it's owned by some Japanese people. It's got a very kind of...
Very kinky ones also.
Yes, well, Japanese can be very kinky, of course. Every culture has its kinkiness, but this is kind of a Buddhist kinkiness.
It was one of the most relaxing 2 days.
Nice. Well, we're going there. Sea Mountain Lodge.
They've gotten a lot of good reviews.
Yes, yes.
You know.
We're
excited.
We had... Four-handed massage each.
Uh-huh.
Four-handed massage,
two
meaning
girls
two girls
oh, yeah.
massaging you.
Mm. One
wow.
up on the neck and one in the lower back. Oh, a lot of fun.
Wow.
All right.
Did they give you a happy ending?
No.
No happy ending.
Ballerina did that.
Yes.
What happened to slapping him?
Slap him.
No, Skip, you don't get to slap him, I don't think.
You can slap me, Skip.
Oh, really? Oh.
What was that?
I missed.
Wow.
Gosh, Master D is quite a masochist tonight. So tell us about your grandfather.
My grandfather?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's an obscure topic.
We've heard a lot about it.
My grandfather was a notorious gangster.
Uh-huh.
In Australia.
In Australia.
He was in control of what you would call the mafia there.
Mm-hmm.
And politicians were in his back pocket, and sex was pretty much his life. Not the kind of sex that you had. No, bondage. But he did dabble in bondage when he was young. When he died at 86, when he was 84 years old, he was at our house. And he walked out of the room with a 19-year-old girl. So, wow. I mean, this is a man who had a prenup signed with his wife, allowing him to go out with other girls
two or three days
a week.
He had these contracts, yeah.
Yeah, he had contracts in place. And he had a mistress on the side, and that mistress had another husband. And it was all pretty much open.
Wow.
And he was like, he'd come home on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, and the other days he was with the other family. And on top of the other family, he had young girls on the side.
Huh.
And at any given time, he was going out with five or six women.
So you were a young boy growing up with
I was a young boy looking at this and going, is this normal? And he was constantly, I'm polyamorous, you know.
He said that word.
He said, I'm
polyamorous. Yeah, That's pretty sophisticated.
That's it. And I didn't know what the hell that was. All I saw is, you know, dirty old man.
Really? Because that's what your mother and your stepmother said?
At 76 years old, he's going out with a 20-year-old. At 84 years old, he's
probably
going out with
kept him going all those years. That's what kept him
pretty young.
It's
very inconvenient for a person. Like, I was the best story I could think of is I was 22 years old, and I was sitting at a restaurant with him just before I was going to go off to Switzerland to study hotel management, which is what I've got diploma in. So I'm going off to Switzerland, and he throws this dinner party for me. He sends my grandmother off to Hawaii, just sends her away. See you later. And brings out a girl who is 24 years old to the dinner.
Yes.
I'm thinking he's gifting her to me, you know, or something, you know. And he goes, well, I'm going home with this one tonight.
Wow.
And I'm going to rock her world. So you have time. Have a fun time in Switzerland. I hope you get someone.
So how did your grandmother feel about it? That's
my
the main thing I want to
said,
know.
She said, look, she loved him with all of her heart.
Okay.
So, and she was completely open with the fact that he was cheating on her.
Okay.
As long as she got a financial boost.
So therefore he was not humiliating her.
No, she was completely
He was not
open
humiliating her, which is very key
completely
to why
open.
She continued to love him.
Yeah.
And
she
why
loved him with all her
it kind of worked.
Yeah, it worked for
them.
Years. It worked all
but
the way
you were
down.
Just a jealous kid.
I'm 22 years old.
Right.
I want to
you
go
can
out
get
with
your
this
own
model,
22.
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
It's like, I wasn't in the scene back then. I was totally vanilla back then.
Wow.
So this is before I went to Switzerland. I only learned about kink when I was in Switzerland. So.
Yeah.
From my mistress there.
So you'll get your grandson a girl.
Yeah, I'm thinking the whole time he's, you know, bringing me this girl, and she's like in penthouse at the time.
Yeah.
She's.
Did you ever ask your granddad, why don't you fix me up with a hot girl?
I'm not going to ask my grandfather that.
Oh, well then, why should he do it?
I know, that's just so embarrassing. Plus, I wouldn't even know, he'd probably test her out before, that would just make me ill.
Well, he sounds like quite a character.
He was an amazing character, and I have to get you a book. There's a book out.
I want the book.
Life. It's called The Gentle Satan.
And that was written by
my father.
Your father.
Yes.
Yes. Who doesn't have that lifestyle at all.
Yeah, so now a smart person is going there, The Gentle Satan, typing it in. Ah, now we know who He was talking on the microphone because
yeah,
that's
but
my
we don't have
name,
any
so.
Smart listeners here.
Yeah, well, hopefully. You never know. So
right,
yeah, there's actually two books. There's an American book, and there's an Australian version of the book.
Right.
My father actually has a website.
And your father doesn't know about any of your shenanigans? Or
I
he sort of knows?
I think he sort of knows, and he really doesn't care.
He must sort of know.
He sort of knows, and he really doesn't care.
Because, I mean, you have your name on your Facebook.
Yes.
And you are pretty, you know, kinkily
attired. I'm pretty open right now.
You're pretty, yeah, you're getting...
I'm opening up a little bit more to my family, because I believe that in order to be able to live a perfectly happy life, they should know about it.
Yeah, and it keeps you an honest, ethical person.
Yeah.
You know, because you are kind of close to your family.
I'm very close to my family.
And so you have to be responsible.
Yeah, especially with things like marriage and stuff like that coming up. I want them to be there and stuff like that.
Ah, yes.
So I'm tossing up how to best tell them without them freaking out completely. What? You live in a dungeon? What? You own a comp? What the hell is going on with you?
It's an art gallery.
It's too overwhelming.
It's an art gallery.
Mm.
Right? That's a good thing to call it.
Yeah, I mean, look, our house is what? How many people do we have there now? We have a professor is there with his two subs, and Mistress Ice with her sub soon, and then me with my sub. So, I mean, it's a pretty busy house.
It is.
So, I mean, if they come into that, they're looking at me and they're going, what the hell did happen? What happened? You know, he's gone from living at the palazzo to this, you know.
Like, well, you've got a community.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a, and it makes sense for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
I don't know if they've done
You got a lot of explaining to do.
I know. I'll definitely get your book, though. You'll have one.
Oh, I want to see the book, The Gentle Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to... Well, where's the wedding going to be?
Well, we have yet to talk about that.
We have the Christian family here that wants it in a church.
Yes.
And then there's your family.
My family's Jewish.
And your family is Jewish.
We're not going to do a Jewish one because that's just
No.
Really
they probably don't need to do a Jewish one. Because
stepping on glasses and...
You know, they're not Orthodox, right? They're not like that kind of thing.
No.
So they don't need to do a Jewish one.
I actually like the Christian...
But they,
kind of
well, it's kind of gothic.
Or the accordion.
The whole gothic thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
I like it.
Well, you're going to play Wagner's...
Wagner. We'll do the whole theme in German. Nazis.
Nazi
wedding.
Dad'll love that.
We got the uniform, so we could actually do the flag.
You could,
you could.
I don't think her family, though, would go... I mean, just because they're Christian doesn't mean a Nazi wedding. Come on.
We could do a Jedi or a Star Wars wedding.
We're thinking of Jedis.
Wait,
do you have a date yet? Do you have a date for the wedding?
We did. We pushed it, though.
What's the date now?
We've got too many functions on in between now and
so
July.
We have so much fetish stuff
going on. We're in exile. We're at Batcave. We're at Hell. We're at Bondage Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Right. There's a lot of stuff
to do.
There's
so much to go on, and it's so hard to plan a wedding around all the fetish performances. Probably.
Probably early August. Yeah.
Probably
early August.
All right.
We were going to do early July, but now...
Probably some of involvement from...
You know, I'm a Universal Life Church minister.
Yes. We were actually going to talk to you.
You know, I can appeal to the Christians and the Jews and the pagans.
We will be talking to you about We have lots of ideas. We have lots
and,
of ideas.
And we have lots of glasses
I
here
might do
already.
The whole thing in Klingon. You know, that would be fun.
And we're kind of, we could have the bondage light here to so that your family isn't that freaked out about it, you know.
What the hell are
we?
You
know, we're available for weddings, right.
We'll probably just handcuff each other together. And
there you go.
There you go.
Call
there
it good.
There you go.
I can just imagine the bridesmaids all with little collars and leashes, like they're all the little slaves, and you have a little leash, like they're all a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, and have them crawling on the ground. That'd be so hot.
Wouldn't that be amazing if you kind of came in with them?
Nodding at that would be great. That would be so hot.
That would be hot. I mean, you have to make it a show, so your families are blown away by the sheer theatrical poetry of it, and not do any of the bloodletting or the, you know, even the
bunny suffocation.
Yeah, none of that stuff. It just has to be very symbolic, because after all, think about it. The wedding ring, I've got one here, is the most common symbol of bondage that we have. Is the wedding ring. This is like a handcuff, a finger rings. Cuff. That's what this is. The finger cuff.
It's bondage.
That's right. It's bondage. This is the basic human. You are in bondage. Have either of you been married before?
Nope.
No.
Ooh.
We're entering into bondage.
You are. You're entering into bondage, and the rings are a very important part of it.
It's very good because we're a mistress and a master.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can have slaves together, like kids.
Bingo,
you know,
exactly.
Sort of like kids. But
they are kids.
They are kids.
They are
I
kids.
Do call them my kids.
Right. Or
this
pets.
One, look at this one.
I call her my
she's
daughter.
Wild.
Well,
crap.
Call her mummy.
Well, yeah, because your parents kicked you out. Mm-hmm. So
oh,
you need some parents, and that's what they are.
The common
I'm a daddy.
Name.
I'm constantly telling everybody here that I am not a mommy. But anyway.
Okay, we're down to 6 minutes.
We want to get Pagan Kingstress back on.
Okay.
She's on line three.
Here she go.
Hey, Pagan Kingstress. I can't get enough of you either. That's why we brought you back on for the end of the show.
Thank you.
Because you're so hot.
Wow, and you know, I wanted to hear that guy again.
That guy? Yeah, the one that's getting married.
He's only that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
There's a book that you should get called Gentle Satan. Look
Gentle
it up on the internet. You
I
might
will.
Learn a little more.
There
it's very interesting.
There of me.
Ooh, really? Of you as a little boy?
When I was me as a little boy.
Oh my goddess. Oh, that's great. You as a little boy. I
you
love
you can actually look it up online.
I have looked it up online, but I didn't see the pictures of you because that's not
no,
I think
no
that's
in
the book.
There's but pictures of me, pictures of me and my family.
Don't worry, I'm gonna review it
on
the blog.
I've got a spare copy at home. I might drop it off to you.
Oh, get it to me soon. Maybe I'll read it while I'm, you know, on the bus to.
When are you going there?
I'm going there on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Merv Griffin's coming over. Should we let them meet Merv Griffin's people?
Can,
no, that, that's too dangerous.
I can get it to you before then.
What? Yeah, Merv Griffin's people would be scared of you. I might be doing a mainstream television show.
I can be totally vanilla.
Wow. I think you can, but I don't know about Bunny.
I come. From
I think
Bunny
you
cannot.
Can too, Bunny.
Bunny can.
Can you behave?
No, she can't behave. She's a child.
We would probably leave Miss Bunny at home.
Yes, we'd probably leave her in a cage somewhere.
You guys make it sound like I'm horrible.
Well,
no,
you're
she's
a
young brat. You know, it's like that's what it is.
Poor Bunny.
She's a whore.
Yeah, she's a whore. She has a collar on that says whore, and it looks so, like, natural on her. She's so cute, though. She's really adorable.
She is totally adorable, and I care for her, and...
And sweet, and I would... I will have you arrested if you hurt her.
I will not hurt her.
Okay, good.
Only if I say please. It is my personal mission to turn her from a whore into a lady.
And we are at 3 minutes.
Oh, we gotta go.
Pagan.
Oh, God. There goes my phlegm. Pagan Kingstress.
Thank you very much.
I will see you on Twitter. You have to do Twitter Sex Tuesday with us. On Twitter Sex Tuesday, we always Twitter about sex.
I will
in some way.
Out.
And then hashtag Twitter Sex Tuesday.
Okay.
And right. and you're gonna add.
I don't even know what
Master
name
D. You don't have a name yet. Okay, and they're all gonna go on Twitter.
It's Master D. I think it's Master D 1972.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, because there's another Master D on
there's
there.
There's hundreds of Master.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. We're down at
okay.
Two,
we gotta go.
2 minutes.
Thank you, Pagan
thank
Kingstress.
You.
Thank you, Mistress Ice, Master D, Bunny.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody here. I don't know if I have time to say everybody. Brother Max, Brother Skip, Sister Lisa, Sister Felicia, Brother Brandilio, Brother Alex, Brother Sunglasses, I forget your name.
Henry.
Okay, and Sister Brother Mar. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, my darling listener, my sister, my brother, even though, of course, you know, we draw the line at family. But you're all my brothers and sisters. We're all related. We're all in love. And I want you to be good. Be careful, especially if you're playing any of these bondage games, okay? You know, try to take precautions. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Need to talk with someone,
even
about
if that someone is you.
Talk about
I
anyone else.
Love
you. Can talk
you.
To us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.